armchair.
There's something, I'll say there's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, and flat out deceived.
Why did you get so drunk?
You got drunk. I'm just really exhausted.
What's in that cup?
Rum and Cokes.
Do you have any idea how important this is?
You have
any idea?
Really,
this is what you're doing? Really, this is what you're doing?
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Armchair.
YouTube Live.
Radio Station.
The radio station you can call your own. What listeners like about our station?
I like everything. It's always on my radio.
We never stop the music, except for now, when I talk.
Well, it's turning face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. Knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the
wall. Good day, everyone out there.
One man, you got a soul.
We're going to do something a little different.
The boys are fun.
This is going to take a couple of part series because it's so, it's such a big topic, and I wanted to make sure I gave it the proper attention. We're going to talk about, I'm going to give you a baker's dozen. The top, the best, I guess I should rephrase it, the best college football rivalries throughout this great land. And yeah, it's a biased list. A lot of it is east of the Mississippi. But we are going to touch on, before we get into this, some rivalries you may not be aware of. There may be some rivalries out there that you don't realize are as deep and as old as they are. You know, one, for instance, it's not on our top 13 list, but what about the one known as the South's oldest rivalry? I think a lot of people would think that I'd be talking about the Georgia Bulldogs and the Auburn Tigers. Because the Georgia Bulldogs and the Auburn Tigers have often been referred to with that moniker as the South's oldest rivalry. Now, the Georgia-Auburn rivalry is known as Deep South's oldest rivalry. This is called the South's oldest rivalry. They both started in 1892. But the point is, if I told you that this rivalry has had 128 meetings, North Carolina, Virginia, I don't think a lot of college football fans would be aware of that. I don't think a lot of college football fans would necessarily realize how old these rivalries are. And there's a lot of rivalries in college football that a lot of fans probably don't realize have been around as long as they have and are as bitter as they are. You go around some of these, like the state of Kansas. Kansas State started playing in 1902. Most college of the very old rivalries, most of them started in the late 1890s into the early 1900s. Kansas State, known as the Sunflower Showdown, they've met 121 times. You got Tennessee Vanderbilt. No one really thinks about that as being a big rivalry, and it really isn't, because for it to be a rivalry, you can't have a hammer and nail situation. But they have been playing since 1892. They have Tennessee and Vanderbilt have met on the field 118 times. Virginia and Virginia Tech, it's not a new rivalry, because they just happen to be in the ACC again. They've been playing each other since 1895 for the Commonwealth Cup. And so there's a lot of these rivalries that a lot of folks just do not realize are as intense. Colorado, Colorado State. Yeah, in 2023, everyone became aware of that rivalry because of the Deion Sanders effect. They've been playing since 1893. Now, they've had some breaks here, and they have met 92 times. This is one that kind of shocked me that they'd been playing for this long. The Rio Grande rivalry. Ever heard of it? Probably not. The Rio Grande rivalry, New Mexico and New Mexico State. They have been playing since 1894. 113 times they have met on the college football field. There's others that have been around for quite some time that I won't mention because I don't want to spoil the list. So if you don't hear one right now, you might say, well, what about this? What about it? Don't worry, it's coming. Oregon, Oregon State. This is one that I think a lot of folks, more and more folks, have become aware of this, and it's a shame that they're going to be leaving each other's conference. Oregon and Oregon State. The Uncivil War. They have been playing since 1895. 127 times the Ducks and Beavers have clashed onto the field. North Carolina, North Carolina State. 1894, their first matchup. 113 times. North Carolina State, Wake Forest. I would have never guessed that this is one of the older rivalries in college football. 117 times they have met. 1895 was the first time that they met on the field. And here's one. One of the oldest ones in all of the United States college football lore. How about Minnesota and Wisconsin? They play for the Paul Bunyan Zags. That, I think, a lot of people are somewhat familiar with. They have been playing since 1890. They have met on the college football landscape 133 times. That is unbelievable. And it doesn't get a lot of attention on a yearly basis. You know, everyone always talks about the Egg Bowl, and everyone talks about a lot of other rivalries in the SEC, but not a lot of folks anymore. I know it was a huge thing in the 50s and whatnot, but the Magnolia Bowl. Have you even heard of the term Magnolia Bowl? Well, if you're raising your hand, yes, you're probably an LSU or an Ole Miss fan. LSU and Ole Miss, playing for the Magnolia Bowl, have met 112 times. They started playing in 1894. LSU and Texas A&M started playing in 1899, but they've only met 62 times. LSU, Mississippi State, another really old rivalry, 117 times from 1896. Here's one that shocked the hell out of me, that it was one of the oldest ones, one of the most matchups. Indiana-Purdue. 1891, playing for the old Oaken Bucket. They've met 125 times. And until I started doing the research for this, I did not know that the old Oaken Bucket is spelt O-K-O-A-K-E-N. I thought it was the old Oak and Bucket. I've never really paid attention to the rivalry. Not a fan of either teams. But I did not know it was the old Oaken Bucket. The concept of the trophy was proposed during a joint meeting of the Chicago chapters of the Indiana Purdue Alumni Association in 1925. And they wanted to have some kind of a trophy. An old oaken bucket, the most typical Hoosier form of trophy, that the bucket should be taken from some well in Indiana. And so it is an oak bucket from a well in Indiana. That's where the old oaken bucket comes from. I'm telling you, all these years, I thought it was the old oak and bucket. I thought people were just, you know, kind of like we always say, the run and shoot offense. We don't say the run and shoot offense. We just talk about the run and shoot. So you learn something new every day. Illinois and Northwestern have been playing since 1892. And what is miraculous about this rivalry, along with baseball games that were being played on those grounds, I read about this because of my love of baseball history. There were many times that pistols were fired in the air during that time span in the Illinois rivalry, the Illinois-Northwestern rivalry, which, of course, if we know Chicago nowadays, it doesn't really shock us, but they would fire the pistols in the air to make batters in baseball, but also make the players, the football players, nervous as hell. Can you imagine going to today's game? People just firing all, you know, basically what they were doing is Yosemite Sam's type stuff. They're just shooting off their pistols in the crowd. Jeez Louise. There's a couple of others, like the Holy War of BYU and Utah. I knew it was an old rivalry. I didn't realize 1896. They've met 101 times, but 1896. Here's another one. I would have never in a million years guessed this one. They have met 107 times. It is called the Farmageddon Trophy. They first started playing in 1917. If I gave you 30 guesses, you probably wouldn't know what that was. It's Iowa State versus Kansas State. I've never even heard of that being a rivalry. But they've met 107 times. Another one that you probably would never imagine, 1902 was the first meeting, Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan, 101 matchups. And so the list goes on and on. But the most meetings in college football history rivalry, Minnesota and Wisconsin, with 133, the Paul Bunyan Zacks. In number two, tied for number two, Auburn, Georgia and North Carolina, Virginia. And I had always heard about the Auburn, Georgia one. That one didn't shock me. I had no clue. No clue that North Carolina, Virginia had been playing that long. Cincinnati and Miami of Ohio and Oregon, Oregon State. They come in third for 127 meetings. Cal Stanford, that's another one. They've been playing since 1892, 126 meetings. We won't go through the entire list and whatnot, but just goes to show that depending on the area of the country, you're highly influenced where you grew up with your college football on what you think is the biggest game imaginable. The oldest game that goes back that's considered a rivalry, and this is why it did not make my list, but I do want to mention it. Michigan and Notre Dame started playing in 1887. Now this is on a page that consists of what they're considering the most rivalries, the biggest rivalries. So in other words, games that might have been played before that, but they don't have as many meetings won't be on this list. But 1887, Michigan, Notre Dame, but they've only met 44 times. Notre Dame needs to go to the Big Ten. Michigan and Notre Dame need to be playing every year. That is a rivalry that is a shame that we don't get every single year. Every single year, as fans of this sport, we deserve it. Cincinnati and Miami of Ohio, 1888. Duke and North Carolina, 1888. North Carolina, Wake Forest, 1888. Northwestern, Notre Dame, 1889. But as far as the games that are played on a yearly basis, which if you want to talk about the longest, oldest rivalry, you obviously Army and Navy is going to hit that, but it's Minnesota, Wisconsin. If you want to know what is college football rivalry, the granddaddy of them all, it's realistically Minnesota, Wisconsin. But they're not on today's list because their game isn't a big deal in the world of college football. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We will be back in a flash here on Braves Country.
I figured I'd need about a sixth of Miller and one of them things so I wouldn't spill her. And I asked the girl if the beer was in the bag. She said it's a dry town, no beer, no liquor for miles around.
Welcome back. All right, let's get into the biggest, the absolute biggest college football rivalries in America. And it took me a while to put this list together. We do not have Florida State and Clemson on this list. We do not have Cal and Stanford, UCLA, USC. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, got to take them out. Bedlam is a hell of a series, and it's got a long, long history. But let's be honest, it is a history that if you peel back Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, there have been some shockers in some shootouts, but it's not typically looked upon nationally with much reverence. Clemson, Georgia. That's a fun rivalry. When they play just like Florida, Miami, it's fun. But they're not on the list. The biggest criteria is you got to play pretty regularly. Not saying you got to play every single year, but you got to play pretty damn regularly. And the other thing is, it's got to be a fairly significant rivalry in what I'm calling the cable era, right? Since 1980-ish. And couple of these rivalries that I put up a little higher than you would probably expect, they got the nod because of the history. So let's get into the first one. The number 13. We did a Baker's Dozen on this. And this is the number 13 rivalry in all of college football. All right, number 13 on the list. We went with... You know, I have seen so many things in this rivalry over the years. And you've seen, like, the fires that have broken out, the fights that have broken out on the Friday nights before the game. So that's got something to do with why we put this one on the list. It was hard not to. The other thing that lays into this is it's one of the older rivalries, and I think it gets overlooked a bit. Played 120 times, started in 1896. Nicknamed the Palmetto Bowl, Clemson, South Carolina, is one of your better rivalries in all of college football. They've had things that have broken out in this rivalry that has flipped political elections. They've had the fights. They've had the big games. You know, there's still a belief by a lot of Clemson fans that 2022, that game was lost because Michigan, with their cheating scandal, they were sending notes to South Carolina to help them cheat to beat Clemson so they wouldn't have to face them in the playoffs. They started playing, like we said, in the early 1890s, 1896 to be exact. The Palmetto Bowl is... they've got the Palmetto Trophy that they began in 2015. Prior to that, from 1980 to 2014, they played for something called the Hardy Trophy. Clemson leads this series 73-43-4. I know that probably doesn't shock a lot of people that Clemson would have such a commanding lead. Clemson, you know, just historically is a much better football program. But when you look at this, and you look at this rivalry, and you realize there were games like in 1977, Clemson wide receiver Jerry Butler made a 20-yard touchdown reception on a pass from Steve Fuller with 49 seconds left to give Clemson a 4-point victory. This play in this rivalry is known as the catch. In 1980, in the last regular season game of 1980, of course, remember, this was in the heyday of Clemson football with Danny Ford. And a surprise both to the players and the fans, Danny Ford unveiled orange uniform pants to wear with the orange, with the Clemson orange. This was the first time in Clemson's history that they wore orange pants in any combination for a football game. So they got fired up and they smoked South Carolina 27-6. In 1984, Carolina took a 9-1 record on the road to Clemson. I remember that 84 South Carolina team. That was a damn good football team. They fell behind 21-3 to the Clemson Tigers with 3 minutes left in the game. The Gamecocks quarterback, Mike Hold, led an 86-yard touchdown drive. And thanks to a Clemson penalty, the lateral re-kick of a missed extra point. Can you believe that? They beat the Clemson Tigers 22-21. For their first 10-win season in program history. And there's just been so many unbelievable games. In the 2004 South Carolina Clemson brawl during that game, one of the most recent eruptions of any college football game, but especially on that level. It was the last time, by the way, that Lou Holtz coached a ball game. Retired shortly thereafter. Clemson won the game 29-7, but it's been known and remembered as the South Carolina Clemson Brawl. And it was prior to the contest, South Carolina congregated at the corner of the end zone near the bottom of the hill where Clemson runs down, and that's where the brawl broke out. The Clemson Tigers and South Carolina Gamecocks, they get number 13 on the list. And some may think that that's kind of a low number, but the fact that you're one of the top 13 college football rivalries in all the land, that's saying something. All right, let's move on to number 12 on the list. This is a fun one. And this is not one that I can say that I've watched a bunch of, but the ones that I've watched have always been fairly competitive. And there's always, like, there's this edge. Absolute edge. In not only on the field, but in the stands. These two hate each other. And, of course, I'm talking about the backyard brawl. I mean, is there a better name for a college football rivalry? The backyard brawl. West Virginia versus Pittsburgh. They started playing this in 1895. Back when Pittsburgh was actually known as WUP, Western University of Pittsburgh. West Virginia won that game 8-0. They have played 106 times. This is a rivalry that they play in 2022 and 2023, but prior to that, there was an 11-year hiatus in this rivalry, and I'm glad to see that it's back. Really am. This rivalry in the modern era has bounced back and forth in dominance. Obviously, Pittsburgh dominated it in the 1970s. For those of y'all not aware of it, the Pittsburgh Panther football program was one of the best football programs in all of college football in the 1970s, early 1980s. West Virginia has pretty much dominated it in this century. And that has led to West Virginia now holding a 101-89 series lead. Here's one of the craziest stats about this series. Largest victory in this series, West Virginia beat Pittsburgh in 1966. Long before the wide open offensive era. They beat them by 40 points. That's not the shocking number. They scored 103 points on Pittsburgh. 103-63 was the final. And there have been incidents throughout this thing that have just led to this rivalry. It is a bitter rivalry if you grow up in that era. You know, you had guys like Johnny Majors in this rivalry from the Pittsburgh side. Bobby Bowden coached in this rivalry when he was at West Virginia. Tony Dorsett was in this rivalry. Even guys like Mark Bulger. You tend to forget Pittsburgh and West Virginia at one point, they were looked upon as big-time college football. And I know a lot of that is days gone by. West Virginia hasn't really been much of a power in the last 20 years or 25, 30 years, and Pittsburgh closer to 40. But when you have guys that have been on that stage and have just lit this rivalry for years, it's a pretty special rivalry. What's amazing to me, if you look over the history of this rivalry, there were a lot of shutouts in the early going. West Virginia shutting out Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh shutting out West Virginia. Before 1919, remember they started playing in 1895, only three games did not result in a shutout. Three. This is one of the nastiest rivalries in all of college football, and it gets our number 12. We will continue this next time.
Goodbye, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We're back tomorrow with another show.
Well, unless we're fired, we'll talk to you then. Goodbye, sweetheart. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Guys and gals, it's time to go. We'll see you on the next show.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks for listening to Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks on 99.1 FM WQEE, The Key in Noonan, Georgia, and simulcasting on youtube.com/@Braves Country. Braves Country comes your way weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Please follow, like, and subscribe today. Armchair Quarterback Radio, your first choice for Southern sports.
September, something of the 5th of September. She said a lot that I can't remember. Something of the 5th. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I get another cigarette, please? Yeah, I know I live to regret it. Just give me another cigarette, please. Can I get another cigarette, please? Can I...
You're listening to WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key in Noonan, Georgia.